And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Becca Swain. She is the education manager for the Tower Theater Foundation. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, thanks for coming in. And then, of course, Brian August is here, too. He's the executive director, and this is your second time back to the show.
This is my second time. The first time was on my first day.
That's right.
If you remember.
And that was wild.
That was crazy.
Because I'm like, gosh, I guess I really shouldn't ask him anything, but you knew everything that we were talking about.
Or I made it up.
Yeah, or you completely faked it.
When you asked about my long-term strategic planning for the theater, I'm like, yeah, Dave, this is day one.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I just got the job. Yeah. I didn't even think I was going to get it.
But back for more.
Yes, and I'm glad you are. Nice to meet you, Becca. Let's talk about a little bit about just the Tower Theater Foundation in general and what you guys do. I mean, we all know about the beautiful theater that you have there.
Yeah.
Great place to watch a show, very intimate and all that. But there's so much that you guys do for our youth.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And that's why I asked Becca to join us today for this conversation. As you know, our mission is critical to preserving and advocating for arts in Central Oregon. And yes, we bring outstanding and diverse performances to the stage of the theater itself. But we're not just a performance venue. We actually go out and we influence the lives, particularly of Central Oregon youth, through our program, which is the Lesson Plan program. And that's what Becca really has primary responsibility for.
Yeah, and so Dave, since 2011 when Lesson Plan started, we've actually impacted over 60,000 Central Oregon students by bringing live performing arts out to their schools and bringing students into the theater. Last year alone, we impacted 7,000 students. And what we do is we curate a season of performances that take place during the school day. This year, we have 23 performances. 50% of those are in schools. And then we're bringing 460 kids to the theater for the other half of the performances.
Wow. That's wonderful. Now, of course, this all takes money. And that's what we kind of want to talk about today, because we got the Day of Giving coming up. When is that?
That's going to be on December 2nd.
Okay, I should know that by now, because everybody's told me about it. December 2nd. And you guys actually have something special going on that's going to make the dollar go farther.
Oh my gosh, yes. So our board of directors, who are incredibly talented and generous, have offered to match dollar for dollar every donation on Tuesday, December 2nd to the Tower Theater Foundation, up to $7,600. So our goal for that day is to raise $15,200 to allow us to impact even more kids in Central Oregon.
Right. So if someone makes a $100 donation, that's $200.
That's exactly right. So you can have double the impact that you could have on your own.
Now, what's the best way to donate? Do you just go to your website, or is that the best way?
Yeah, there's actually several ways. Because I'm a millennial, the easiest way for me is a text. And that code is actually set up and live today. You can text the word popcorn to 44321. And that's good anytime. And that will specifically go to the Giving Tuesday double match ask. You can also, there will be a donate now button on the Tower Theater website on the Day of Giving. How else can they donate, Brian?
Well, they can send us a check. That is always a great way to do it.
Sure.
And they can call into the theater to our number and donate in that way as well.
Becca, why don't you give us an example of how you guys have impacted a child's life?
I'm really glad you asked. I actually have two stories, if that's all right, to share with you. Two of my favorites. In 2017, we had a high school student attending one of our lesson plan performances, and he was so engaged in what was happening behind the scenes, it led him to pursue education in lighting design.
Oh, wow.
Fast forward till now, he's now part of our full-time production staff as our lighting designer. So if you come down to the theater and see a show, it's one of our lesson plan kids doing the lights for our shows.
Wow.
Full circle.
Everything from the spotlight to the mood lighting that comes down, or flashing stuff like thunder or lightning or whatever, all that stuff.
You got it. That's him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. And the other really neat thing that our education program does is we provide a high school scholarship every year where we award about $5,000 to local high school students who are specifically going into the arts. And we have a kid who won the scholarship in 2024, went off to music school, and is now mixing, writing, creating his own music, has a big following on TikTok. And it's really neat to see the real-time impact of what these educational performances do for our Central Oregon students.
Neat. Yeah. That is great. And that's just two of
how many 60, stories, 000. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so we want everyone to donate. The big day's coming up on December
2nd.
I need to write that down somewhere because you don't want to forget to do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give me the text one again, the number that you text popcorn to.
Absolutely. That's 44321, the word popcorn.
Okay, the word popcorn to 44321.
You got it.
And Brian, just to see if you're really on top of this game as the executive director, what's the website?
The website is www.towertheatre.com, and theater spelled theatre.org.
Oh, I always say that's the fancy way to spell theater. I always say that.
That is the theater way to spell theater.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Make sure you check that out. Becca Swain, Brian August, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.